Hey, thank you, Marie. Hey, Javier. This is Gail. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it. So it sounds like you and Mary were chatting about the first page listing we had available on Google today. Is that right?
Yes. So
okay.
My main question is really, the pricing. Like, if you guys do buy, are you guys monthly or yearly? Or you guys
bet.
Do, you know, how much traffic, how much engagement?
Mm-hmm. Good questions. So, Javier, what I'll do, I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you as well, of course. And then if you're happy with the plan and we're happy with the plan, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
Yeah. When you say listing, what does that mean exactly?
So, go ahead.
Because when you say listing, that means you're listing me on your page, or you're listing me
good
at the
question.
Top?
Excellent question. So what we do is, and we only, so the first thing that happens, Javier, is I'll actually close off the Glendale area for the category of painting and painting services, and I'll close that for a 50-mile radius around you. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with one of your competitors. So where we place you is in that map section on the first page of Google. I'm sure you've seen that before, right? With the pins in the map. Like if you search for a steakhouse, you'd see a list of steakhouses come up.
And,
yeah, just a handful of them right in that map section. So that's where we'll place Quality Paint Solutions. So the listing that opened for us this morning was the painting and painting services category. So what I'll do today as we get you set up, Javier, is I'll actually close off that listing for Glendale. So meaning we'll never be promoting another company other than Quality Paint Solutions to the first page into that map.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
And who are you with?
So our company is Local Splash. We're a Google Premier Channel partner.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I was taking a look. It looks like you've got a great start to an online presence so far. I see you've got a website. Are you happy with your website?
Currently, no. I'm still trying to figure out how to go about that as far as if I should build it or if I should pay somebody to do it, design it, and optimization of it.
Okay. Let me check on that. We don't do it for everybody, but sometimes I can get a website built for you. It would be at no charge, assuming I can get it done. In the rebuilding, we can park it on that domain that you've already got, QualityPaintSolutionsLLC.com, great domain name, no reason to change it. And we would rebuild it so that it is Google compliant and optimized, which is also going to help you with that first page too, drawing some more clients. Now,
The problem is I don't own that domain. It's like a
proposal. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Who set that up for you?
Zen Business.
Oh, okay. Not familiar with them. Well, no worries then. We'll pick you a different domain name and we'll host it for you too then. So let me just check with my tech, make sure that I can do that.
Or can you guys build out the one that I currently have already?
If somebody else owns that domain name, if you don't own that domain, then we can't put it on that address.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense? We'd have to put it on a different .com. But if you do own that, if you own that address, that .com, then certainly we can just build it, put it up there in place of what is already there. Does that make sense?
And I just have a quick question. So if I get rid of that service and that domain, you know, no longer exists, can I still buy that domain?
Which one? The Quality Paint Solutions? That would depend on whoever built it and whoever's hosting it for you. I sometimes buyout fees for domain names like that are super cheap, but I've heard of them being expensive too. So it really depend on who owns that domain.
Who do I contact to buy out that domain?
You know, whoever built it for you. It might be something we could try to track down for you as well.
Okay.
And okay. You said Zen. Did you say Zen Services?
Zen Business.
Zen Business. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't sound familiar, but that's okay. That's okay. So, Javier,
it's an LLC formation company. That's all.
Okay.
They're not actual website builder or domain. Including
Gotcha, gotcha. So, okay, and what are you paying them per month?
For that domain?
Right.
I think it's around like 20-something dollars. I can't really tell. I do remember it was 20-something.
Okay.
But it's a whole package yearly.
Okay.
It comes with it.
I gotcha. So what else comes with that package?
That package comes with it comes with some business templates. What else? It comes with an accounting software too, I think.
Oh, okay.
And a couple other things. Just small things for beginners, really. I'm still a new business. I've been barely up for like a year and a half. So I'm still like,
oh,
new.
Wow. Okay.
Still very new.
All right. No worries. And so what I was just trying to make sure that what we would be doing wouldn't collide with what Zen Business is doing. And it does definitely will not. So that's okay there. So, so what we do with our partners like Quality Paint Solutions is we get you right in that map section. That way, when someone is searching for painting services, epoxy, cabinet refinishing, I bet you probably do, right?
Yeah, we do all that.
Perfect. So we can use all of those services as keywords so that whenever someone is searching for cabinet resurfacing or epoxy work, painting, interior, exterior painting, either any of those, then you pop up in that map section under those keywords. And then what happens from there, they simply click and call you directly. So we don't screen those calls. We don't filter them. We don't charge you for them. And
okay. They
also, of course, don't go to your competitors because we'll close off the Glendale area and that 50-mile radius around you. Does that make sense so far, Javier?
Yes, but
okay.
Even though I'm headquartered in Glendale, I don't want to target that city. Can you guys target specific cities, certain areas?
Yeah, what areas did you want to hit?
Usually more up north, like North Phoenix. The West Valley would be good. East Phoenix as well. Pretty much everything around Glendale is, Glendale's not a premier zip code.
It does.
That's not what I want to target. Usually when I do look into ads or anything, I don't target, or if I have lead services, I never put that area because it's honestly just a waste of time. There's no money to be made there, so.
Okay.
I'm just asking, can you switch the target locations?
So we can, now do you by chance have a office or a shop in Phoenix that you could use for your business address?
Hey, what?
Do you have a shop or an office or anything in the Phoenix area? Okay. So what we can do... Go ahead.
No, currently we don't have any of that. There's really no point in my industry to have an office or... I mean, I have a PO address for the LLC. But I'm currently using my home, like, headquarters.
Gotcha. And that's what most people do, too. So that's no problem. I thought I would ask. So we can reach out to that Phoenix area. And I think a great way to do that would be to leverage the new power of Facebook. What's happened post-pandemic is people are trying extra hard to keep their spending dollars locally rather than going, for example, with big box chains or franchise companies. They're looking for companies like yours that they can reach out to directly, and they're turning to Facebook to search for local goods and services. So for you, bringing clients in from Facebook is a perfect fit because we can drill in on those exact areas around Phoenix that you want to hit so that the northeast and west sides keep you a little bit closer to Glendale, but still working where the money is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then, now, I thought I saw a Facebook page for you here, and then I can't find it again now. Do you have a Facebook, Javier?
Yeah, I actually do. I did set up a business profile.
Awesome, awesome. Is it under, what's it under?
Quality Paint Solutions, LLC.
Well, that's easy.
it's the same what thing all around. I want to keep it, you know, nice and simple so people don't struggle.
You know, yep, absolutely. It. Absolutely. There is, I'm going to see, there's a couple of them out here. Make sure I've got the right one.
The one with my logo. I don't know if you know how it looks like. It's like a blue... Blue house with like a paintbrush around it.
Okay. Try something else here. It's not coming up for me, but I believe that you have one. It's just a matter of tracking it down. Nope.
But
that's okay.
Would it be monthly or?
Yeah. So leads and calls are unlimited. We don't charge for them. If you take in 10 new customers or 15 new customers, your pricing doesn't change. And it is month to month. We don't believe in locking our partners into contracts. We believe in doing our job to earn your business each month around. So let me grab my pricing out here. So Glendale, Phoenix area, let me see. So normal retail would be $5.99 a month, but I can do a new in business discount for you because you've been in business for a year and a half. So I could actually get you down to $2.99 a month, and then there's a one-time $99 setup fee that covers the part of the programming, and then, of course, you'll never see that again. And then that $2.99 is a true flat monthly rate. There are no taxes or surcharges, any extras added on there. It will always be that same price. And I did just get a ping back from our tech. We can build that website for you. Be no cost to you. It's about a $300 value, but it won't cost you anything. And if you happen to need hosting, we can host it for you too. So if Zen Business perhaps takes your website away or takes the domain away or tells you it's some huge fee to buy it out, then we can certainly find a different domain for you and host you there. So we've got you on that one. And like I mentioned, we'll make sure that site is Google compliant and optimized. And then, of course, we do all that programming to get you to pop on that first page. Making sense?
Yeah. Can you send me an email as well?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I'll do that as we're getting you set up here. Javier, what is your email address?
My business, give me 1 second. Someone else is calling me, but my business is Quality Paint Solutions, LLC, at Outlook.com. Quality Paint Solutions, LLC, at Outlook.com.
All right, perfect. Hold on just a minute, and I'll get this updated. Quality Paint Solutions, LLC, at Outlook.com. All right. Oh, mail program, not my, I was going to head for my calendar. That wouldn't have worked. So, yes, this is actually part of getting you set up, is I want you to have the exact price and package that I quoted you. Let me put your discounts in here. So now this is also that monthly rate. Hit send on that. There we go. That email is on its way to you. So that monthly rate is also locked in. It's a lifetime lock-in. So even though our normal retail is $5.99 a month, because the position is open today and we're filling it today, we can discount it to the $2.99. But that's a lifetime discount, lock-in. So regardless, 5 years from now, you're a veteran in business and no longer new in business, you're still locked in with that low $2.99. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, Javier, this is something that definitely works for us. You are the type of company that we like to partner with. You're established in business. I can clearly see from your reviews online that you're doing good work and you can take on more work. Now, this sounds like something that would really catapult your business. Getting seen on the first page of Google, you'd be able to do some serious growth, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm getting some phone calls. Can I call you back?
We can. If there's any chance you could put me on hold while you take that call. What happens, because we've been calling the area this morning looking for one company, because we do only partner with one company per category, per area, once you and I disconnect, the team is going to continue calling the Glendale and Phoenix areas looking for that one company. So my concern would be the listing slipping away, being that there is only one.
Okay. Alright, so how do we get started then?
You bet. So I need to gather some information from you and then we'll set up payment and I will get your it's called your onboarding call. And the onboarding is we sit down with our tech and they're gonna go through quality control, make sure I took all of your information incorrectly, spelled correctly, commas in the right place. They'll get you log into your dashboard so you can see how many clicks and calls you're getting. They'll go over what all you want on your website or what you don't want on your website, things like that. So we'll set that up also. Excuse me. And then, so Javier, let's start with your, it's J-A-V-I-E-R, right?
Correct.
Okay, what's your last name, Javier?
Dominguez.
I know exactly how it's spelled. We have a Dominguez Canyon near where I live. You don't hear that name very often. Dominguez and Escalante Canyon.
You're probably located in California?
Actually, well, the company is, I work remotely from home. I'm in Colorado, out on the west side of Colorado. Yep. But yet we are based in Southern California. All right. And then, Javier, on the credit card that you're going to be using today, does your middle initial appear on there at all, or is it just first and last?
Let me check.
No problem. I'm going to do a little bit of filling in some blanks that I have to fill in also.
No. I have a middle initial. I do have it legally, but I don't have it on my card.
Gotcha. No worries. And that's was just that if it's on the card one way, then I have to have them match. But since it's not on there, we're good to go. All right. And Javier, I'm going to send you one more email. This is on our dashboard and analytics, just informational, so you know what to expect to find in that dashboard that we'll set you up with. And that one is on its way to you, too. And then for phone number, I've got 480-842-1731. Is that also cell and business number?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And you are on, oh, I can never remember how Arizona goes when it comes to time zone. You're on Pacific time right now, correct? It's 9:30 there?
Yes.
But,
okay. I believe it's Mountain, but I think recently they changed it to Pacific. So yeah.
I gotcha. Okay. Wow. I know. It's crazy. It's crazy that it switches. I wish the whole country would just pick one. That's my wish. Just pick one. I mean, I don't care if it's always daylight savings time or if it's always not daylight savings time. Just pick one. Indiana, I think, is one that switches back and forth, too, and it always confuses me. In fact, I think Indiana is, gosh, if I remember, I think it goes by county. So you could be in one time zone in one county and a different one in the other county. And then language, English, but do you happen to be bilingual, Javier?
English and Spanish. I even have it on my marketing as well as a Spanish speaking number.
All right. Awesome. I'm going to make a note of that because that's something we can highlight too. And that's important. Very, very important. Okay. Pop over here. So I'm filling in some blanks on my side. And then company name, I've got Quality Paint Solutions, LLC. Is that correct?
Yes. What is the company you're with again? Sorry, I keep forgetting.
Oh, no. Splash. No worries. Local Splash. You got it.
Okay.
And then, let's see. I've got you at 4405 West Maryland Avenue in Glendale, 85301.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Let me update that. All these little things we need to verify. We want everything 100% when it goes out of here. We don't want errors, for sure. Okay. Next, I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. The first one is my direct contact information, so you can put me in your phone. I'm the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems or don't know who to call, let me know, and I can track down the right people, or I can help you myself.
Oh, okay.
And then the next text is our customer service department, so you've got their info on hand, too. And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So this call, we block out an hour, but it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. But we leave that extra time in case you have questions or need help with anything. So we could actually do, let me see. If you're on Pacific time, I would have a 1 o'clock today or a 3 o'clock, or we could look at tomorrow, which works better for you, Javier.
Can we do tomorrow?
We sure can. Morning or afternoon.
And what is that for? Is that for payment or?
No, we'll do payment now as we wrap up. I'll gather some more information from you and then we'll take care of payment. And then this call tomorrow is getting with our tech to go through quality control, make sure that I've taken all of your information correctly, all the company information is right, and then going over what you want or don't want on your website. That'll be tomorrow's. So does morning or afternoon work best for you, Javier?
Let's do the afternoon.
Okay. How about, does 1 o'clock tomorrow work?
It's 1 o'clock.
Or would you like a, we could do it a little bit later. We can actually do it 2 o'clock. Well, we've even got a 3 o'clock.
Yeah, this is 3 o'clock. The latest, the best, because I'm very busy right now, so.
You bet. And I'm going to speed this along here, too, so we can get you back on your way. Fill in a couple more blanks. There we go. And then in just a minute, I'm going to have another email headed your direction, too. And that's going to be a calendar appointment. Okay. Perfect. That looks good. Okay, so Javier, there's another email on its way to you. The subject line starts Local Splash CIE, and that's a calendar appointment. Let me know when that one gets to you.
Yeah, that got to me.
Perfect. If you could open that up, and then there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you go ahead and hit the yes.
How long more? Because I got to answer these calls.
Yep, you bet, you bet. So let me look here. Let me see if there's how much more I need from you. Got that. Okay, what we can do, let me see, we can skip over and I'll come back and fill in some of these other things after a bit so that you can hop off the line. Let me get your subscription set up and we'll do payment, then the rest we can catch after a little bit. That way the listing doesn't go anywhere. Okay, come here, machine.
Yeah, hit the calendar.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No problem.
That'll hold your appointment for tomorrow. Okay. Almost there, and then I can fill in the blanks later. There we go. Okay. There we go. Okay. So on the credit card you're using, does Quality Paint Solutions appear on that card also, or just your first and last?
No, just my first and last.
Okay. And then your cell, I assume, is the phone number attached to that credit card account?
Yes.
And then 4405 West Maryland Avenue, Glendale, Arizona, 85301. And then Master Visa, MX, or Discover?
Yes.
Which way?
Master.
All right. And I'm ready for those digits when you are.
Okay. So that call tomorrow is for the website building then? It's not for...
So they'll cover everything. They'll cover what's going to happen for first page listing. They'll cover website, all of that. They'll cover all of it.
Okay.
All
right. Let me get my card out real quick.
You bet.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. It's... 5424.
Okay.
Did you get that? 5424?
Yep, 5424.
1814.
1814.
8670.
8670.
5697.
And what's the expiration, please, Javier?
November 2025.
I could hear you searching for it. They moved them on us. And then what's that security code, please?
771.
Okay, let me update that. All right. takes it a second to think. Always thinking, these computers.
Yeah.
Still thinking. There we go. Okay, so there should be another email on its way to you. And that one says local splash initial invoice. What I'm going to do, that's a duplicate of what I'm about to read. And I'll speed read it if you want me to, just to hurry you along. I know you've got calls to make. When that email gets there, just partway through, maybe a paragraph in, is click here to accept. And that's a duplicate of what I'm going to read, but it'll ask you to type your name in that box. I know it's hard to visualize.
I have another question. You said the Facebook page, you guys do that too or no?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll get you featured out with ads on Facebook. Absolutely. And that's all included in your price.
Okay. Yep. Okay, what do you need me to do then?
So you should have an email called Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Just a little ways down, maybe a paragraph or so in, it'll say click here to accept. If you go ahead and click that.
I'll open that up.
Yeah. And then you should come to a spot where it'll ask you to type your name after you click that little link. And then while you're finding that, in order to... Oh.
Give me one second.
No worries. And I'll read the whole thing to you anyway.
So the Facebook ads is included. Okay.
Yes. Yes, yes. Website build, Facebook ads. Your business is going to grow. I hope you're ready, Javier.
Of course. Okay, I click confirm.
Perfect. And it updated on this end. So... You probably came to a login screen?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. So they'll give you that login tomorrow during your onboarding call. So for right now, you can just close out of it. But that's going to be the access to your dashboard. So we'll do the voice verification real quick, and then I can let you go. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel Partners. And it outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. In other words, what we're going to do for you. And it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Quality Paint Solutions, LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Javier Dominguez, owner of Quality Paint Solutions, LLC.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, July 27th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $398, the breakout of which is $299 flat rate per month and a one-time $99 setup fee. going forward, your next payment will be a flat $299, which is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Should you choose to pause, this is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 27th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after September 27th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Javier, you are all set. If I need help with any of, I've got a couple more fill-in blanks I need to do, but I think I've got everything from you that I need for now. If I need anything else, I'll either text you or call you. Would that be okay?
Yes, yes. You can text me up. I think that would be the best way because I'm getting phone calls like pretty much all day. So
you got it. You got it. Well, I hope some of those
are. Or you can call me tomorrow.
Okay.
Around
no
the
problem.
Same time, but yeah, text is the best way. Honestly, I respond the quick.
You got it. I'll make a note of that too. And then, otherwise, you know, just one more reminder to make that onboarding call tomorrow afternoon. It should be on your calendar. So you're good to go. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you and glad to be in partnership with you, Javier. I think this is going to do great things for your business.
I appreciate that.
You bet. You have a good rest of your day. Thank you, Javier.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.